Mahoney, I planned a day's mitching. Each of us saved up sixpence. We were to meet at 10 in the morning on the canal bridge. Mahoney's big sister was to write an excuse for him, and Leo Dillon was to tell his brother to say he was sick. We arranged to go along the wharf road until we came to the ships, then to cross in the ferry boat and walk out to see the pigeon house. Leo Dillon was afraid we might meet Father Butler, or someone out of the college. But Mahoney asked, very sensibly, what would Father Butler be doing out of the pigeon house? We were reassured, and I brought the first stage of the plot to an end by collecting sixpence from the other two, at the same time showing them my own sixpence. When we were making the last arrangements on the eve, we were all vaguely excited. We shook hands, laughing, and Mahoney said, "Till tomorrow, mates!" That night, I slept badly. In the morning, I was first comer to the bridge, as I lived nearest. I hid my books in the long grass near the ash pit at the end of the garden where nobody ever came, and hurried along the canal bank. It was a mild, sunny morning in the first week of June. I sat up on the coping of the bridge, admiring my frail canvas shoes, which I had diligently pipe-clayed overnight, and watching the docile horses pulling a tramload of business people up the hill. All the branches of the tall trees which lined the mall were gay with little light green leaves.